Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us. Oil is above $77 a barrel on Alaskan shutdown. BP says they had some type of pipeline problem, and so now they've shut down one of the major pipelines. Now, understand, a fraction of Alaskan oil is allowed to be extracted, and 80-plus percent of it goes to China and Japan to fuel their economy. And then about 20% of it is sent to Canada and the Western United States. In fact, it doesn't even take any more drilling. They have hundreds of capped mega wells. That is admitted fact of incredibly high-quality crude oil, and you're never going to have it. They've always blamed it on the environmentalists stopping drilling. I know that the media always announces that they're stopping it. Bush has the House, the Senate, the entire legislative. He has the executive and the judiciary and the majority of the governors. And Alaska itself wants to drill, wants to extract what's already been drilled, wants to take it from the ground, and the pipelines are there, but that is not going to happen. There is too much oil, according to oil company documents. That's why they bought up hundreds of refineries here in the U.S. and shut them down, their own documents, Associated Press. And that's why they funded 10 years ago the peak oil fraud movement, as Greg Powell Stephen told you. And that's why they're preparing you for artificial scarcity. It's really quite simple. Chinese regime eyes Texas port facilities. You know, they already have the Long Beach Naval Station, the major deepwater port on the West Coast. The U.S. wasn't even allowed, U.S. companies even allowed to bid, just like the Chinese were given the Panama Canal and now do the nuclear scanning at Freeport in the Bahamas. The Chinese are eyeing facilities in Texas to further economic invasion of the United States. American Free Press reports negotiations are underway for communist Beijing to utilize a logistical hub. The former Kelly Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, which closed in 95 during the Clinton administration's base reduction program. If the deal is consummated, the Chinese will also gain access to two major Texas ports at Corpus Christi and Houston on the Texas coast of the Gulf of Mexico, another 11,000-foot-long airstrip, which is part of the Kelly Base facilities, rail links with rail car switching facilities, and links with five interstate highways. The Chinese are keenly interested in the deal because the San Antonio base will help facilitate its trade with Mexico. Yeah, cutting out any middlemen with the slave goods coming right in. Get more into that later. But that's part of the American Union deal. The Mexican government will have control of large areas of Kansas City and St. Louis for major, quote, port facilities, as they're called, for the Trans-NAFTA highways that are being built right now and existing roads being seized. And they will be foreign, international, American Union zones. It's all official. But, again, the average neocon listener tunes in and sucks their thumb and hears about how evil Hillary is on networks run by Roger Ailes, where Roger Ailes is meeting weekly with Hillary Clinton having fundraisers. It's all completely staged. But, again, you're not going to figure that out, are you? You're the age-old moron who likes to be a slave. I'm sorry. These people are so pathetic. Oh, more on widening concern over Chinese organ transplantation. Some big news on the controlled demolition of the towers. 9/11 demolition work suspended for one day. They're demolishing a building that was damaged going back almost 5 years ago. This is out of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer yesterday. Because of so much toxic dust and of asbestos from Tower 1 and 2. And then another report here where they announced the government secretly has a big warehouse filled with a bunch of debris from the towers. But, of course, you're not allowed to go look at it. They're being very secretive. Well, why can't we look at it? Are you preparing some false samples or something for us? We'll be right back.
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39 by calling 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Burmis, I think the most well-spoken and, let's just say, best on television of the Loose Change Boys, was just on MSNBC. They tried to do a hit piece on him. It didn't work too well. We'll be airing that coming up later in the hour. Also have that Gibson clip. What's his name? John Gibson on, we call him the albino Dracula. Everybody I know says he looks like a vampire. The big liberal from Fox Television posing as a conservative to try to fool us and bring down the country. Again, I don't believe in liberal conservative terms. I just use that because it best describes them for what they're really pushing for. I'll throw that back in the neocons' faces. We've got his clip where he disparages, you know, that 36% of the American people believe 9/11 is an inside job, and we're all just nuts who hate George Bush. Hey, George Bush is a snot-nosed, cowardly puppet. I hate the guts of David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild and Elizabeth Sachs Coburg Gotha. Okay, and I hate Henry Kissinger and George Shultz, and I hate people like that that are actually in power and doing bad things. All right, and I hate Bayer Pharmaceutical. And I hate the health department of New York that grabs little black kids and feeds them pesticides till they die. Mainstream news. And nobody gets in trouble. And I hate the U.S. Army that took its own troops and nerve gassed them and killed them just to test stuff on them. Okay? That's who I hate. I hate the cowards at the CDC who found out that the mercury was causing brain damage and covered it up and continued putting it in there. We have their own minutes of their own meetings. That's who I hate. I hate the people that are hurting us. Now, H-E-B, for those who don't live in Texas and our surrounding states, is the biggest and most successful grocery store chain in the state. And, of course, they're big mega Masons. My grandmother, my one living grandparent, even went to college at Baylor in the same classes with Mr. Butts, the owner of the company. My grandmother always jokes that her friend, Butts, wanted to marry one of her friends, but her name was Rusty, and she said her name wasn't going to be Rusty Butts. That's funny. It's one of my grandmother's jokes. But the point is that they announced 4 years ago and had it all over TV that the thumb scanning was great and it didn't keep your fingerprint. Total lie. It was just, quote, numbers. Well, of course, it's numbers that are then reassessed into the image of a thumbprint. And that it was totally wonderful and would keep you safe from identity theft and it was going to go in everywhere. They tried it in a few stores in Houston and College Station and it failed. And so now they just make their employees do it. And I boycotted HEB for a few years over it, but I still go there occasionally now and have stopped my boycott. Because Randall's and others are just as bad. They just have the smart cards. And so I'd go in HEB. We got a guest coming on here in just a moment who's holding. So I'd go to HEB, and every time I go to the one by my house, that's not true. There's been a few times, but they haven't. But almost every time, managers come over to me, head managers, assistant managers, they're huge fans. They say that a lot of employees are refusing to thumbprint to get in and out of work. Now, the argument is, and the road to hell is paved with good intentions, that employees do cheat on time cards. They have their friends punch in for them. Stuff like that happens. But, again, it leads to a national ID card, a cashless society. The official federal plan is they're going to make you thumb scan with the national ID card in the near future, which they passed last year, for verification for the national sales tax to make sure you're not, quote, cheating on the sales tax, because it's going to be graduated and there'll be people who are in a higher sales tax bracket going and getting those that pay a zero sales tax to go buy goods for them. So there'll have to be a record of what you buy to make sure you're not buying more than you could consume according to your monthly income. I mean, this has all been officially announced, okay? They're putting it in. It is hellish control. Again, we barely beat the bill in Texas last session to put transponders and all inspection stickers to give you tickets and track you and tax you to turn all the roads into toll roads. And so now I've read that they went ahead and in a couple million of the stickers went ahead and did it anyways, and I've been so busy I haven't had time to go out and videotape it and do a newscast on it. I mean, this is how crazy everything is. This is all being implemented right now. Do you understand this? And I know that Dillard's, and I know that, department stores, just everybody's putting this in. You try to go to a tanning salon, I've gotten reports, probably 100 of them the last 2 years in the news of grocery stores, tanning salons around the country doing it. You've got to do it when you go to the tanning salon. I've talked to friends who go to tanning salons, and, oh, yeah, you got a thumb scan now when you go in. Health clubs are making you do it. I've read that they are going to start it at these Lance Armstrong 24-hour fitness. Boy, that's just fitting. We'll see if they do that. All of this is happening. I mean, it's going in right now, and it's bad. I mean, it's muy hombre bad for the cashless society control grid. And we've got to fight it. We've got to say no to it. And there's so many other scary things. The government, if it has a copy of your prints on file, which they take at most drivers' DMVs in the country now under federal regulations, now under law by 2008, all of them will do it. There's only a few states that haven't. Did you know they can fake your thumbprints and handprints once they have that? You got to have it to get into Disney World. You got to have it to get into Disneyland. You've got to have it to get in to SeaWorld. It's going in everywhere. But the big thing is it's going to be the, quote, verification with your new national ID card that is the state driver's license at point of sale. So I get this email, and I did make a phone call about this, and I did confirm that City of Austin is doing this with many of their departments. Alex, I found out today that my company is buying thumb scanners for employees, and I stormed into my manager's office and said, no way. And I was told I'd be fired. I'm an IT professional and have advanced knowledge of the purchase. I have a meeting on 8406. They did have that meeting at 10 a.m. with the head of the department in which I will lay out my reasons for stopping this. And it goes on. I was at your arrest at DPS way back. Yeah, that was in 97. And have a good arsenal lined up of information. The union is coming in next week to back me up. I will file a lawsuit. Several employees are already backing me. Not enough for a strike yet. I will probably be unemployed tomorrow afternoon and would be available for a short interview if you would like to expose this on your in your own backyard. I have already sent a press release to the Un-American Statesman and hope to go down fighting depending on how the message goes. And this is from Tim Davis. And now he's running for County Commissioner Precinct 4, so that's good news. Tim, thank you for coming on with us and holding while I laid out some of the facts for people.
I really appreciate you having me on, Alex. It's news I need to get out.
Tim, remember back in 97, I was reading the federal documents on air, how they were going to make everybody do this, and here it is.
That was my inspiration for this. And after I sent you that email, we did have the meeting, and I went in there prepared. I was a little nervous, but I had document after document showing why this is junk technology and what it's going to lead to, and I just kept hitting them with facts and facts. They kept dodging and saying, oh, well, it's just a pilot program, and it's very harmless. It records into an algorithm, and nobody can decode it, and I showed them document.
Again, it's the same thing. They go, it's not your thumbprint. It's the numbers. Well, a digital photo is a bunch of numbers, and it's put back together as your picture.
Exactly, and when you did your protest back in 97, even the local news channel came on and said, well, this helped identify the tornado victims. Remember that?
Yes, in Jarrow.
So, obviously, it can be decoded. It's not just harmless algorithms. And when Homeland Security or Fatherland Security comes knocking on the door like they did to Google and Yahoo and says, turn over these records, I don't think anybody's going to stand up and say no. And I don't want to be treated like a criminal. That's what you do to criminals. You take them down, you throw them, pin them, and say, here, scumbag, you're going to be tracked for the rest of your life. And I don't want to be a convicted felon for being an upstanding member of my community.
Well, that's right, and they're going to use it for the national sales tax, so people enjoy what's coming down the road for them. And so now they're trying to set you up. You sent an email with the word cowards in it, and so now they're claiming that you've created a bad work environment. No, they're the ones creating a bad work environment, enrolling you all as prisoners.
Exactly, and I told them that I don't want to be treated like this, and being told 3 times in 5 minutes that I'm going to be fired if I refuse to thumb scan. That's a hostile work environment, and that's where it started.
Well, notice they didn't do it yet, though. See, that's a threat. Those were terroristic, cruel, and unusual threats against you.
And I've got the truth and the facts on my side, so they dodged questions. They actually refused to answer questions. They actually bold-faced lied in front of a high-level meeting. It's amazing when you put the spotlight on the cockroaches, how they scuttle under the refrigerator.
Well, it's all going to be selectively enforced. It's like GPS in police cars and buses. The corrupt system will use it to burn the good people. And, you know, if they had proper managers in place, the excuses they have to use this wouldn't be needed.
Right. And I just think the people of the city of Austin need to know, I actually looked up the U.S. code and presented this to them, actually, which is the relationship between government and employees. And it actually says, if anybody wants to look it up, it's U.S. Code Title 5, says that they cannot take a thumbprint, a photograph, or a voice print without your written consent first. And if they do, then it's a civil lawsuit is basically required, is what I was getting at. It was a giant document, and I just highlighted the stuff for them. But when I did that, the color went out of their faces a little bit. Cause
yeah, they're like, we got one that can see. We got one that can think. He's put on the glasses. But, you see, the feds all write the laws as back doors so they can escape themselves, but then they selectively, through color of law, enforce it on us. It's like the mass hoax going on right now nationwide saying, it's the law, you'll be arrested if you don't vaccinate your kids, and they just added a bunch of new vaccines. What, I counted it up Friday, it was like 45 vaccines now. And it doesn't matter if there's no law, they will still arrest you for not doing it. And people say, well, how do they do that? They play a trick on you. They suspend you, though you didn't even have to have the shots to be in school. They falsely suspend you criminally, and then they try to criminally charge you for being truant when they have the waiver the whole time in their desk drawer, and by law we're supposed to give it to you. See how it's all deception. I want to get a little bit more on this story and find out where this is going, Tim Davis. Then we'll come back in the next segment and play some audio clips and take your calls for the balance of the program. All the latest developments in Israel, what's happening with energy prices, and the 9/11 truth movement is turning the corner. It's at the point of no return. We are basically destroying the official story right now. It's hit It's Hit Supernova.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Welcome back. We're talking to Tim Davis, IT professional for many years there at Austin Energy. And they tell him, hey, we're putting thumb scanners in, biometrics, to clock in and out. And he goes in with the facts and shows them federal law, and they start threatening to fire him. All of America, all of the world is being turned into a prison where every purchase, everywhere you go, everything you do, face scanning cameras, total control. And remember, it's run by the criminals in the government, the private corporations that control our government. And the people don't want toll roads. They don't want open borders. They don't want all these loss of freedoms. They don't want the war. The elite doesn't care. It's the same thing with the electronic voting machines. Proven to be fraud-based, proven to be stealing elections. And they just smile and say, we got SWAT teams. If you don't like it, don't get violent, or we'll send military trained troops to kill you. It's freedom. Going back to Tim Davis. Tim, where does it go from here? What are your other coworkers saying? What is your union saying?
Well, I told the union about it, and before I said anything, I just said they're putting in thumb scanners, and before I even prompted or anything, he said, well, next thing you know, they'll be microchipping us. And exactly. Because it's incrementalism. It's the same old thing. But the thing I've really taken from this, Alex, is that I've been emboldened from it, because it's intimidating to go up to these high-paid, you know, elitists and confront them with facts. But when you do it, if people out there can just take a little stand, I'm nobody. And I think I'm making huge progress in just the short time this has been going on, because they've backed down considerably.
You know, well, what's happened at private institutions like HEB is they let certain people not do it because they need them, and then later kind of shuffle them off if they get somebody else hired, and then everybody else has, quote, got to do it. But if somebody in every city and every town said no and sued cities when they tried this, we could stop this whole program from going into place. Folks, it's happening right now. At public schools all over the country, you have to thumb scan to get lunch. No cash allowed. I mean, this is happening.
And like you, I've been preaching this gospel for many years, and everybody in this company knows exactly where I stand, so this is not a big shock to anybody that I would stand up. But half of the company, I mean, 4 years ago when I started, I was the tinfoil hat guy, you know, got ridiculed, and I actually enjoy that. I consider it a badge of honor. But now about half the company is behind me, and nobody wants to get microchipped, and almost nobody wants to thumb scan. We're a public utility. It's public information. If we were at NASA flying space shuttles, yeah, maybe a thumb scanner, you could probably justify this. But there's no reason for this, and it's just ridiculous. And
well, it's worse than that. I mean, this information, you know, will get out there to people, but it's down the road what it's going to be used for. It's admittedly part of this wider plan. And you talk about microchips. The Mexican Attorney General, folks, 2 years ago ordered his employees to take chips or to quit, to leave their jobs, that they were fired. We have U.S. companies trying to make their employees take it. Remember, I had a sheriff on last year for Bergen County, New Jersey, who said he'll make people take chips?
He would arrest them if they didn't. I remember that show. In Cincinnati, Ohio, that company, the city, just a .com, is a condition of employment right now to have an embedded microchip, RFID, under your skin. This is in America, people. We have got to say no.
Wait till the feds nuke. That's when we're all going to get it. And people think, oh, that won't happen. Watch. After we get hit by a nuke, if we do not expose 9/11 as an inside job, we will be hit by a weapon.
And thanks to you, Alex, I think a lot of people are really turning around. But like you say, it doesn't take much to put them back in their shells and not be able to speak out. But when you do it, people, I'm telling you, it makes you feel good about yourself. You're standing up for your own principles. Some things are more important. Nothing more important than your principles, though. And if you stand up for it, you'll feel good about yourself, and you'll be emboldened to speak out everywhere you go.
Well, listen, if they fire you, you're going to have a major lawsuit. And just the intimidation you've been through, I think you need to go ahead and sue them. I mean, that's what these remedies are there for, and you need to let them know you're not going to put up with it. Do you think folks should call Austin Energy and tell them to leave Tim Davis alone, and that the people of Austin don't want to spend tax money to put thumb scanners in?
It is going to be a big expense if it goes company-wide. Like, then they're going to say, oh, it's just a pilot program, and I think just me standing up may back them off because they don't want the PR. And I don't want to encourage anybody to do anything they don't want to do. But if you feel upset about what's going on, I mean, I'm certainly not going to say don't do it.
All right. Well, from my family to yours, Tim, I appreciate what you're doing. More people need to put their jobs, put their lives, put everything on the line to say no to this system. And if more of us would do it, this would be easy to beat these people.
Yes, and a quick plug, I am running for county commissioner. So if I do get fired, somebody give me another job, and I'll stand up for the little guy at the county level.
And that's Travis County Precinct 4. Thank you so much for joining us, Tim, and keep us abreast as things develop. We don't want to be sitting here 5-10 years from now swiping our cards for the national sales tax, it'll be sooner than that, wishing that we would have listened to Tim.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, you've been holding long enough, callers. We're going to go straight to your calls very quickly. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Let's go to Paula and then Linda and then Mark, Sasha, Babs, and others. Paula in Florida, you're on the air. Okay, Paula's gone. Let's go to Linda in Rhode Island. Linda, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I have a son going into seventh grade. He has to get a booster shot. I don't like it.
He does not have to get a booster shot. That is a total lie. There is no law in any of the 50 states or its possessions.
I avoid this?
They have, by state and federal law, in the health department of every city and in the filing cabinet or computer system of every principal, assistant principal, and their designates, the school nurse, a waiver form. And federal court cases and state cases show you don't even have to do that. You just say conscientious objector, religious objections, and it is over. And if they try to kick your child out of school, you can then sue them for everything they're worth. That is illegal. What they try to do is not tell you about it, because they get $4,000 per child just off of those shots for administration fees that you never hear about. In fact, our mayor, Will Wynn, slipped up and said in the paper that we lose $500,000 a day if we don't vaccinate all the Austin kids. It is a crime.
And I've been trying to wake people up, and people say, where do you get information? Like on the computer. and everybody's telling me, don't believe anything you read on the internet, and these are all people that don't even know how to turn the thing on. It's unbelievable.
Well, and sounds like you're hanging around with the wrong people, because in national surveys, 84 to 36% believe it's an inside job, depending on what poll you look at, and everybody I talk to is waking up.
You know, these people, I think they can't handle pain. They're a bunch of sissies. They can't handle it. They'd rather just go on with their life, drive their fancy cars, and think that that's going to protect them.
Oh, I agree. That's what they think. But I'm trying to understand something here. Every major newspaper in the country has more readership online than they have in their physical circulation. Are they saying everything online is a lie, including the Library of Congress?
Well, that's just it. They never have gone on the Internet. These are people who have never even gone on it telling me this.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. That's too bad. Just keep trying to wake people up in your area. Sounds like you're in a pocket of morons to me, but we do find it in pockets. I've had a lot of great folks in Rhode Island actually awake to what's going on, but perhaps in her little area they just are particularly ignorant to the facts. We see this, though, about 4 or 5 years ago, before a lot of people started getting on the web. Now, what, 60% of the population is on the web on a weekly basis and has computers? I think it may be higher than that. That number's a few years old. I know it was like 50% 5 years ago, and then I'd read 60% a few years ago, but it's exponentially growing. But I'd get emails and calls and people going, you're just faking those stories on your website. That says Infowars.com. That's not a real Associated Press article. And I would announce on TV and radio to those people, or I'd even send them an email back, and I'd say, well, you're using email. You obviously know enough about computers to understand that we've posted the AP article, and at the top of the page, there's a link to the original story, and we put that link up there so you'll know where it came from, but we save it because a lot of times they put those stories in archives or move them, and we want an archive of this to prove our case over a long period of time. And then sometimes they'd email back or call back and go, I clicked on the link and it was an AP website but not the story. You lied. And I'd call them back or email them back. I don't have time for this now. We don't do this anymore. We don't get as many of these, but when we do with these illiterate people, computer illiterate, we just leave it alone. We try to explain. That's why we save the story, because they move them or take them down or they go to subscription. But if you take our headline and copy it into Google, you'll find it in other formats on other major publications most of the time. Or you can call the Associated Press, or you can subscribe and find it, or you can... There's just any excuse... Here's an example, and then I'm going back to your calls. I want to talk to Babs and everybody that's holding. Yesterday, I'm going over evidence on my Sunday talk show that I do. I'm discussing evidence of government prior knowledge of involvement and preparation to 9/11. And I mentioned the fact that 44,000 U.S. troops and 18,000 British troops were massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, and in a small area of Pakistan in the months before 9/11, and that Bush, 2 days before 9/11, MSNBC and Newsweek reported, had the launch orders on his desk to attack Afghanistan. Remember, out of the blue, we're going to attack Afghanistan, and boom, it just magically happens, and no one wonders how long it took to mass those troops. I make that cogent point, stated it clearly, and a guy calls in and goes, I just got out of the Army with my Army degree, and I flew C-130s, and let me just tell you, you're a complete liar. There was no preparation beforehand to go to war. We can't move 44,000 U.S. troops with the entire fleet in 2 days. And I said, sir, I'm not saying it was in 2 days. I'm saying in the months before, and then Bush had the launch order to launch the attack on his desk 2 days before. No, no, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. It's totally admitted all over the news. The White House doesn't deny it. But I'm a liar. You see, they take anything we do and twist it. They make straw men arguments in their own heads. For those that don't know what a straw man is, when Popular Mechanics puts out an issue or puts out a book, they don't attack real things I've said and done. They made up things I never said. They made up articles I didn't write. And when Popular Mechanics called me, when Ben Chertoff, I didn't know, the nephew of the Homeland Security Director at the time, called me, he was so bumbling and stuttering and sounded so... I got off the phone after an hour-long discussion with the guy, and I said to my wife, I said, I think that's a 14-year-old kid. I think this is a prank. I thought it was a stupid, Kool-Aid drinking, video game playing, Twinkie gobbling, 14-year-old zit-faced kid. And I called Popular Mechanics, and I called their editor, and I said, I don't believe this is real. Will you give me a call back? Is this real? I've never done that in hundreds of newspaper interviews I've done. I've done like four or five in the last couple days. You could tell reporters. I thought this was fake. Okay? And I get a call back from the head editor of Popular Mechanics saying, oh, no, Mr. Jones, it's real. What's his name? Magus or Mags? And oh, I promise you, we just want to hear what you have to say. I promise this isn't a hit piece. And I said, do I have your word on that? Oh, yes. I mean, they're a pack of liars. You know the government spent $1.6 billion in fake newscasts, and that's just what we know about. I wonder who else is getting paid. Boy, I've seen the M.O. before. I think I can make a guess, a wild guess. What do you think? And it was all straw men and mixing me in with people that have, you know, put out pretty shoddy stuff on 9/11. And that's what the media is going to do. They're doing it right now. They're not going to focus on the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. They're not going to focus on CIA insider trading. They're not going to focus on the government running drills and hitting the exact same targets at the exact same time. They're not going to focus on the PNAC and Northwoods documents calling for the terror attacks and planning them. No. They're not going to allow any of that. After they had me on CNN and I absolutely crushed them, I've had Fox set me up, what is it, four or five times the last couple months, many times in years past. And now when they call and some producer's real hot to get me on, I go, have you put this up to your higher-ups yet? Oh, no, but I'm allowed to do whatever I want. And I go, you won't be allowed to in this case. I'm banned from Fox. They're afraid of me. They won't have me on. Because I will decimate their fake arguments. And they go, I get calls all the time from Reuters reporters and AP reporters and big newspaper reporters, and I go, oh, you really think 9/11 is an inside job? You looked at the evidence, and, oh, you're interviewing all these experts, and I go, and you think you're going to publish this? Uh-huh, they've never stopped me in the past. I go, well, all right, I'll call you back in a few days, and I call them back, and they go, listen, I've never had it happen before. They say they're not going with the story. I don't know why. I just put all the facts in there. And I said, welcome to the club. Okay? The only way you get in the media is if they misrepresent what you've said, that is the dominant media, or if they put you, mix you in with a bunch of straw men, people who think space aliens attacked the World Trade Center, people who think planes didn't hit that, and I'm sure now, unfortunately I have to say it, it's gotten dangerous enough and big enough now that either people are government agents that are saying that or they're useful idiots. And anybody saying that planes didn't hit the World Trade Centers is really hurting the movement egregiously. Let me explain to people how blue screen works, because I've dealt with it. I've worked around it in TV. Blue screen is a blue screen behind you, and you set the chroma key to that level, and it is impossible to project chroma key onto the side of a building. Number two, you couldn't do it across the sky, and holograms could only be projected in clouds, and it was a clear day. The biggest hologram engines they've got, and I know people that work with James Cameron, who's trying to revolutionize Hollywood and switch from big screens to big screen, hollow screen projectors. You know that's the next phase? You'll hear about it in the next 5 years? And they cannot get them more than about 100 feet tall. Even then, they've got to add some type of mist because it just doesn't work without it. So it is not, it's just to see what the government does. And not everybody's spouting this as government. A lot of them think they're avant-garde, think that that's how they get noticed, is coming up with a new theory. I mean, I could be on every talk show in the country, every TV show. if I made a film saying that, you know, something ridiculous, like there was a fission fusion x-ray laser beam, and I talked to the secret agent at the Pentagon who installed the x-ray laser that was fired from a low Earth orbit blimp that hit the buildings and incinerated it at the exact same time, and there's gray aliens in Area 51 controlling it. I will not get all the attention because I am not going to do that. Frankly, I like it when legitimate people get more attention than I do. I love it when I see the Loose Change Boys on TV. And I love it when I see other people like Webster Tarpley or Professor Fetzer getting attention or Stephen Jones. I love it. That's what I'm here to do. But it is horrifying to be lumped in with people that are on, most of the time, government payroll. And it's gotten so bad for the movement, though we're still winning and growing, I can just see what they're doing, that I might just have to come out against all these people. You know, I would do it strategically, because I don't normally sit here and infight, do all this. This wouldn't be infighting. This is something that... The problem is it would get even more attention on it, and then it could even make it worse for us. And, you know, there's even controversy among their ranks. Maybe it's just better to stay focused on the information. But a lot of the reasons that I want everybody else to be successful in exposing 9/11, the key is because it's about surviving. It's about stopping another 9/11 event that's going to be even bigger. If you look at these events, these government false flag events, they get bigger each time. And it's about kind of a schooling effect. Why do fish school? It isn't just because they hope that, you know, it isn't them that gets grabbed each time. It's because it confuses the fish, the predator fish, the grouper, the thrasher shark, the salmon, whatever's attacking the schools of, say, sardines, that they can't get a vector on them. It's like why zebras have stripes. It confuses the black and white vision of the big lions, the pride. So, I like it that there's more people out doing this. I wouldn't have a snowball's chance in hell if right now, as big as this movement is, if I was still the only one out here putting it out and telling the truth and getting the job done. All right, let's... and there's also an attempt to make 9/11 only about Israel. And clearly, Israel has staged terror attacks against the USS Liberty. Clearly, Israel has staged terror attacks, according to Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, against their own populations and created fake al-Qaeda groups. But Israel could not have NORAD stand down, could not control the whole attacks, could not run the entire operation. I believe clearly elements of Israeli intelligence were involved, so was MI6. But there's a crowd who wants you to think the U.S. government had nothing to do with it, and they want to make this a Jewish thing so that then everybody exposing 9/11 can be lumped in with the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. And again, I'm not going to fall for that one either. And not because it would be so damaging to go with an Israeli angle, it would be, but because it isn't true. And that doesn't take Israel off the hook. Israel is a criminal regime. Most governments are. So I have the unique enjoyment of having to get death threat letters. I mean, I've had them from the Klan and other white supremacist groups where they cut out each letter from different magazines when they threaten you and mail it from some, you know, public post office box, some mailbox out on the street corner. I get to enjoy that. And I get to enjoy then having people of the exact same mindset, really, Likudnik Zionists call up and, "You better shut your mouth about Israel. You know what's good for you. Something bad's going to happen to you." As I make films exposing the Bushes as being Nazis. And Schwarzenegger as being a Nazi. But he's okay because he is a Nazi who they can control and blackmail and use. Just like they think now they've got Mel Gibson where they want him because of what he reportedly, supposedly said. And so... Now they can, basically, I guess he can give them $10 million a year like Schwarzenegger does, and he's not even a Nazi. Mel Gibson isn't. I mean, I guess if he pays them off a percentage of every movie he makes, they might say he's good now, but I don't think Mel will do that. That whole thing looks like a setup. I haven't talked about that, you notice. I've been watching and studying and looking at it, but he's at a bar nearby, has a 1.2 alcohol level. That is extremely low. A few years ago, that was the blood alcohol limit. That's about three beers for somebody who weighs 170 pounds like he does in an hour. He's supposedly all going wild and just so happens to be a Jewish cop. And then he says all this stuff. And then the police aren't going to release it, but they do within hours. And all that stuff's in it. And I think, you know, if he did say those things, it's untasteful and not really a good thing. But Israel gets to write in big official newspapers. I've got them right here that the Palestinians basically aren't human and they can kill whoever they want. I mean, that's justice. I mean, people are sick of the hypocrisy of Israel is the big thing. I mean, I'm against racism, folks. And so I'm against the Klan, and I'm against the Nazis, and I'm against what Israel's doing.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Texas. Babs, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
How are you?
Good.
You just got through talking about Schwarzenegger's, and I think I should add something before I tell you the other things I want to say. Schwarzenegger's father joined the Nazi Party in 1938. I don't think many Americans know this. I worked in a movie with him, Running Man. the back of my head and my blue silk scarf got a close-up. He's very funny, very delightful, but he is not presidential material. They're fixing to run him for president. Get wise, people. I just want to say that you keep talking as loud as you want, Alex Jones, because you are waking up the people all over the world, not just Texas. If they kill me, I'll just come back and haunt them. I'm not afraid to try and save my country. Only person that we should be fearing is God. Now, I do believe that. Now, the Bible tells us to teach the truth. If people do not want to accept it or even hear it, get up and dust yourself off and leave. On the radio, the only way you can leave is the listener can turn that radio off. Okay? But, you don't have to do that. You do not let any of these people who are dumbed down influence you. You're doing the right thing. I learned about this back in 1964 in California, and it's happening. My mother said, Babs, don't tell anybody. They're going to think you're a kook, and that it would even begin to happen. Well, it's happening, and I tell everybody. The ones who get smart and they're informed from hearing your words are going to save America. Don't forget that. They're going to save America because of you.
Well, Babs, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Listen, don't worry. I'm not influenced by people that call in mindlessly calling me names disagreeing with me. I just am upset for them because I've really done my homework. I've done the research. I realize the type of evil we're up against, and I just can't imagine being in the dark like that and being so ignorant or stupid or ill-informed. I mean, I just can't imagine knowing what I know now and then trying to just get in the mindset of somebody who is in denial. I mean, it's horrifying to know how criminal this elite is when I'm aware of the facts. I just, the perspective of seeing somebody who's still in the dark, who's sitting right next to this stinking monster, this pile of maggots, and they don't even know it. You know, the elite really are, that's kind of an oxymoron. They are the alpha scum. They are the cancer of humanity, of the world. They are the darkness in the world. They are death. And they're arrogant. They're always full of themselves. They think they're invincible. They've got great power, and that gets them so far. But throughout history, that's what causes elites to implode and fall, is their manifest arrogance. And that arrogance is here with us now. And so, but I think, and in a way this is a bad thing, they've been arrogant about the 9/11 truth movement, they've been condescending, they've ignored us, or they've laughed at us. Now there's fear in their eyes, and after we finish up some more calls, I will play the Gibson clip, was in John Gibson demonizing 9/11 truthers on Fox, and calling over a third of the American people, idiots, who just hate George Bush, and then we've got another clip of Loose Change Boys, one of them, Jason Burmes, on MSNBC about an hour ago. That's going up on JonesReport.com, by the way, right now. Help get that out to everybody. But we'll come back and go to Mark and Sasha and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, and we will try to get to your calls a little bit quicker. I'm always trying. I'm getting better and better about it. It's not depressing, though, that we're on the air talking about all this bad stuff. That's the good news. The good news is we are on the air. The good news is we are waking up a lot of people, more than you thought we could. But I've always told you, knowing who your enemy is half the battle. And then the other part is taking action and knowing you can win.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.